and welcome to Uncluttered, a podcast that discusses the connection between faith and organizing. Our focus is not just how to be organized, but why it's important from a biblical standpoint to leave the chaos and the clutter in our lives behind. I'm Angie Heitch, an author and certified professional organizer living in East Tennessee.
And I'm Leanna George, an author and former professional organizer living in Houston, Texas. Are you ready to unclutter your heart and your home so you can focus on what matters most? If so, let's dive in. All right, Angie. So today is June 11th, 2024. And I'm not sure if you realize it, but today in history had some pretty significant things happen. So do you happen to know anything that happened on June 11th in the past?
Well, June 11 does not ring a bell for anything big. But I bet you're going to tell me some things.
You're exactly right. So here are just three events from June 11th that people may or may not be aware of. June 11th, 1776, Congress appointed the Committee of Five to draft the Declaration of Independence. Pretty important. So that was included. That included Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Roger Sherman, and Robert R. Livingston. The last two, I have no clue who they are, but we thank them for their service.
Yeah.
It's kind of a big deal. And then on June 11th in 1817, the first predecessor of the bicycle was demonstrated by German inventor Karl Drais. It was a two-wheeler without pedals and was nicknamed the running machine or the dandy horse. It was propelled by walking, kind of like Flintstones people, you know? And it wasn't until the 1860s in France that the velocipede bicycle was created by attaching rotary cranks and pedals to the front wheel hub of a dandy horse.
So. That is so funny.
Dandy horse.
That's hilarious. Dandy horse.
Yeah, I love it, right? And then on June 11th, 2002, we're a little more in the modern age that most of us can probably remember. The reality competition TV series American Idol debuted, and it became one of the most watched shows in the United States. And do you happen to know who's been the most successful Idol contestant of all time?
Yes, yes, I do. That would be Carrie Underwood.
Yep, she most definitely is. So while those three events are interesting, and we love trivia, there is a June 11th event that is much nearer and dearer to our hearts happening today.
Yes, today is a huge day for Leanna and I here on the Uncluttered podcast, because today, June 11, 2024, is the publishing date for our book of devotionals, Uncluttered, Shaping Your Heart and Home for What Matters Most, same title as the podcast. And we are practically giddy with excitement that this day has finally arrived.
Yeah, there is nothing like having a book published and holding that book in your hands and then knowing that other people are going to be reading it. So it's a very, very exciting, very special day. And it has been quite the journey to bring this book into the world. And so we're celebrating the book's release today in this episode by diving into the inspiration for the book and giving you, our listeners and viewers, a sneak peek into its contents.
All right. So we're going to start by telling our listeners how the idea for the book began. And then we're going to read the book's description from Amazon and share a few favorite passages. So, Leanna, you definitely need to tell this part of the story because you were the one that had the original idea that eventually led to creating this book. So tell us the backstory.
Yeah. So, I mean, if I'm thinking all the way back, I really have to go back to 2001 because that's really when all of this started. And I was attending in church in Corpus and we were having a women's event and we needed a few more speakers. And somebody said, "Hey, Leanna, you're really good at organizing. Would you teach a class, a session on organizing?" I was like, "Sure. Okay." You know, I didn't think about it. And so I taught it, and it was well received, and everybody's like, "We would love more. We want more." So I turned it into a little bit of a Bible study, and then I turned that into a book, which I will not reveal the name of that book because I never want anybody to see the light of day for that book ever. It was awful. And so it was so bad. So anyway, but I love writing the material. Of course, I write, so that would make sense. But I really felt strongly that there was a connection between faith and organizing and that nobody was talking about. Mm-hmm. And as I looked and studied scripture, there was just time and time again, God showing me little things. And I was like, okay, but what am I supposed to do with this? Because I had already submitted it to some people and they were like, hey, no, thank you. So, you know, so again, I just put it on the back burner like you do most ideas. I mean, all writers do. And then I've probably, well, we went off and lived overseas and I had kids grow up and, you know, and then probably when we got back, so now we're in 2012, 2013, I started to pick that book back up again. And but I was like, well, it didn't work well in the format that it was. So what if I change the format? And again, another lady at a conference was like, yeah, this format, it's judgmental and I don't like it. I think that's probably because she had some clutter issues and she was offended. I don't know. So then I thought, okay, how else can I do this? How else can I do that? And that's when the idea for a devotional came up. But I was like, I don't know that I have it in me to write 30 devotionals. And honestly, as a writer, I wasn't ready to write that kind of stuff because you have to, the way a devotional is written, it requires a certain kind of writing, which I was not yet ready for. So again, put it back on the back burner and pursued my fiction writing. And then when my first book was published in, oh my goodness, can you not, 2021, perfectly arranged, October of 2021. I was trying to find anybody that was an organizer and Christian, because the book was about a Christian organizer, that might want to help promote the book for me with their platform. And so I reached out to Shauna, who we interviewed earlier this season in our episodes early on. And I said, hey, do you know anybody that might want to, you know, take a glance at this book and maybe, you know, review it or talk to people about it? And she said, try Angie. Hi. And I said, okay, great. I will try Angie. So I set up a meeting with Angie and we started talking. And halfway through that meeting, there was this feeling inside my spirit. It was like, ask her if she wants to write the devotional. So I just put it out there. I mean, literally talked to her for 2 hours, maybe that much. And I said, hey, do you want to work on a project together? And so that's how she was like, yes. I was like, oh, great. So, you know, so we started working on that back in 2021. 2022, I think we went to a Florida conference and pitched it to an agent who loved it. She absolutely loved it. And it's a very unique idea. There are books about organizing by Christian authors and secular authors. And there are books about faith and organizing, but more of a Bible study type of concept. And so a devotional concept, it was a little bit more unique. So she really, really liked it, but she was like, okay, what other books are you two going to write? And we were like, we don't really have anything more to write right now. So she's like, well, unless you have somebody that can, you can, you know, have more than one idea to pitch, you know, that's probably not going to work. So we were like, okay. So we decided, hey, we'll take the content and we'll start a podcast. And so we started working on a podcast later that year. And then once we got started, my publisher, Scrivenings Press, announced that they were going to be opening an inspirational line, basically focusing on devotionals. So I said, hey, you want to try to pitch this to Linda at Scrivenings? And Angie said, yes, let's do it. Within a few days of having the material, Linda called me up and said, I want it. Let's get it out for publication. So we were really excited about that. Unfortunately, because of my other commitments to the book series I was writing, what was supposed to come out originally September of 2023 had to get pushed back to today. But that's okay. It all worked out. You know, it allowed us to really refine the material and get what we felt needed to be in there. So that's in a nutshell, a 5-minute nutshell. that came to me.
That's crazy that it, I mean, 23 yeah. years that, you know, between the time that you got the initial idea and the book is published. And, but what's so neat about that, so many things, but just seeing God's hand through the whole thing, God's hand in leading the two of us together, you know, at that time when we met the first time virtually, I had published Unholy Mess, self-published it, and I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do next, maybe do a Bible study on it, but I started writing it and it wasn't really getting good feedback. And I was kind of discouraged and floundering and, you know, and I met Leanna and felt this instant sense of, yeah, this is someone I need to partner with. And when she mentioned writing the devotional book, I was so excited. I remember saying, like, you haven't even read my book. What if I'm terrible or something like that? Anyway, it's just been such a beautiful journey of seeing, you know, it's always, God's timing is always best. We had an idea and, you know, Leanna had an idea and the time for it to happen was 2024, the two of us together. So,
and, you know, just speaking about God's faithfulness, because it, you know, back in, my third book published in April of 2023 and I was burnt out. I mean, I was just exhausted. I couldn't do anymore. And so I said, I'm going to wait until September of 2023 to write the last 10 devotionals because they were due to Linda at Scrivens, like November. And of course the beginning of September is when they detected my cancer. And then of course started everything in October. And so I had to push the deadline back. And I said, I need a little bit more time to finish. And of course, Angie being Angie, as wonderful as she is, she already had her done. She had her 14 devotionals finished. And I'm sitting here going, I got four and we need 10 more. And so I kid not, January of 2024, I had not written 10. I still hadn't had those 10. We had a February 1 deadline. And I just thought, and I was finishing the last of my light chemo. And I knew at the beginning of February, I would have the hard chemo and I would not be able to do anything. And I'm telling you, God was so faithful to give me the words I needed to hammer out those last 10 devotionals. I mean, I don't take any credit for anything of it. That was completely God and his faithfulness to this project, because chemo brain was one thing. And so it was hard to write. And then I was short on ideas. I was like, because when you write a devotional, you know, you want to have kind of an illustration. You want to have something that will ground the reader to what the topic is. And there were times I was like, I've got nothing. I absolutely have nothing. And, you know, I mean, even during that time, God would just pop something up one day and it would it turned out to be exactly what I needed. So God's hand has been all over this from beginning to end.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. Yeah. We talk about, as far as writing a devotional, that like we can get the ideas and the scripture to go with it and the points and all that, but coming up with that initial hook and story or whatever is always so difficult. And I'm telling you, when you read Leanna's devotions in the book, you will see zero hint of chemo brain. So thank you, God, for your faithfulness through this whole process.
Yes, he has been faithful. So,
So now I'm going to share the book description that's on the back cover blurb. And then we're each going to read one of our favorite devotionals. And So then we're going to kind of talk a little bit about the format of the book, then we'll share favorite passages. Okay, so here's the back cover. In a world where chaos reigns and clutter overwhelms, discover the profound connection between orderliness, faith, and inner peace. When organizing gurus like Marie Kondo in The Home Edit talk about orderly living, people listen. From container store junkies who love labels and color-coded files to homeowners who struggle with too much stuff, fans of these experts often consider their teaching sacred knowledge. But is that the only help available? Thankfully for Christians, the Bible is a wealth of organizing principles waiting to be mined. In Uncluttered, Shaping Your Heart and Home for What Matters Most, professional organizers and authors Leanna George and Angie Heitch delve into the timeless wisdom of God's orderliness, revealing how it extends far beyond mere tidiness. Through poignant personal anecdotes, scripture, and practical advice, this four-week devotional invites readers to embrace the beauty of simplicity. From decluttering your physical space to clearing your mind, each day offers a transformative insight and actionable steps towards a more serene existence. Whether you're a seasoned organizer or a clutter connoisseur seeking solace, Uncluttered provides a roadmap to a life of harmony, purpose, and joy, and ultimately making room for what matters most.
All right. So now you know a little bit about the book. And so, you know, most devotionals are pretty standard in the way that they're formatted. Mm-hmm. They have a short snippet. Ours are about 350 words because we know people are busy. And we, you know, but we really wanted to bring home the connection between what God's word says and organizing. And so it's a 350-word devotional you can read. Then we have a short prayer because, you know, it's a great way to just set your heart right with God on what it was we just talked about, right? And it's just, we provide a springboard, I guess you could say. It's not like it's this lengthy thing. It is just a very short little prayer to get you started, or maybe it's all you have time for that day. That's fine. We wanted to include those two components. Then the next page is what we call Unclutter It. And that's where we bring in a little bit of the practical side, because we know that you have to have practical application of what you're learning. And so we have some practical application. We call it the sections Now Unclutter It. So you've read the book now. I mean, you've read the devotion. Now let's apply it and unclutter what you've got, what's bothering you, whether it's, you know, your kitchen cabinets, or whether it's your schedule, or whether it's your mental. You know, we want to help you apply and work through it. And so we have just different aspects of sometimes it's just reading, sometimes it's writing some notes down, sometimes it's looking up scripture. Sometimes it's just answering some questions to help you declutter. So there are different aspects to the uncluttered, but I think they're going to be very practical and helpful.
Yeah.
And
really, sometimes you're walking around your house, taking a look at things and making some plans. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's just a unique concept to this devotional book. And then finally, we just have a reflections page for you. It's just a place for you to jot down your thoughts. Maybe it's to write your own prayers. Maybe you want to write what you feel the passage is saying to you. Or maybe you want to answer some of the questions from the Unclutter It, or the steps that you need to take to accomplish the Unclutter It. So that's just it in a nutshell.
All right. Okay. So now we want to share some more about the book by reading a couple of excerpts. So each of us has chosen one of the devotionals that we wrote, and we're going to share the devotion and then share a little bit about what the Unclutter It is that goes along with that devotional. So Leanna, I want you to go first. You wrote the book, the devotion that appears first, and I believe it's such a good one for just setting the tone of the book. And just so it really kind of is such a great description of what we are about on this podcast, that whole connection between organizing and faith. So if you would start with the first one.
So day one is called The God of Order. And so the scripture that you find with this is, for God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, from 1 Corinthians 14:33. How well do you know God? Who do you say that he is? From Sunday school lessons to powerful sermons at church, you've probably heard descriptions of who God is. God the Creator, the Great I Am, the Lord who provides, and the Lord who sees. We're also told in Scripture this character is loving, merciful, and kind, among other things. But have you ever stopped to consider God as a God of order? To be honest, I hadn't. Until I read Genesis 1:2. Now the earth was formless and void. According to the original text, the terms formless and void were meant to convey the idea of confusion and disorder. God took that chaos and set the universe in order. From there, everything he did in scripture and still does today is done in an organized manner. That's his character, his nature. That's who he is. And he wants us, his children, to be a reflection of that order too. As God's image bearers, as stated in Genesis 1:27, we were created to resemble or be a representative of him on the earth. The world should be able to see the characteristics of God through us in our everyday actions. This includes the way we manage and organize our homes, our time, and other aspects of our lives. Tall orders, right? Take heart. As we learn to be patient and wise, we can grow in our ability to be organized as well. And though we will never be able to perfectly emulate God's nature in full, understanding who he is and what he longs for us to be can help us work toward becoming better reflections of his character to a world that desperately needs to see him. God, the God of order, just as he establishes order in the heights of heaven, which is in Job 25:2, let us do our part to reflect his nature and that majesty here on earth.
Love that. Love that so much. Such a strong one to start our book on. All right. So can you tell us a little bit about what the complimentary unclutter it is for that devotion?
Yeah. So in that one, it's basically just helping the reader to grasp God's orderly attributes. And so since many people may have not thought of him in that way, we thought we would start off with some scripture verses that show how he displays his orderly character and orderly principles throughout scripture. And so that's just looking up some verses, jotting them down, and then just reflecting on who he is as a God of order.
Yep. All right. Great. Thank you for sharing that one.
Sure. So now it's your turn. Will you share one of your favorites with us?
All right. Yes, I'd love to. So the reason I chose this one as the one to share, some of the most difficult decluttering that we need to do is related to sentimental things, and especially things that have maybe in the past been a big part of our identity, but maybe those things don't really belong in our present or our future, but we still hold on to them and maybe we need to let them go. So this one is called Glory Days. And the scripture is Isaiah 43:18-19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Best defensive player, all conference, academic All-American, athlete of the year, most valuable player. My trophies, plaques, and ribbons that had adorned my childhood bedroom represented thousands of hours of sweat equity earned on volleyball courts, basketball courts, tracks, and softball fields. Every day after school, my teammates and I perfected our skills. I recall riding on the bus to games, my stomach full of butterflies. By game time, I was on edge, but ready to give 100%. Bring it on. For many years, these mementos were stored in the attic, reminders of my past life. They sparked a flood of memories, last-second shots at the buzzer, leaning in at the finish line, diving to get a hand on the volleyball to keep it in play. These relics of the past represented a life stage that defined me for so long. Over the years, as I transitioned from college student to wife to mother, I occasionally rediscovered the trophies, but now they brought sadness. When I was winning trophies, I felt like somebody special. As a full-time mother and community volunteer, I sometimes felt like a nobody. I finally decided to stop looking back wistfully at my glory days. As wonderful as those memories were, I needed to focus on making new ones. My competitive nature and drive could still serve me well, even though my life was completely different. It was time to trust that God had great plans for my future. In order to be open to those plans, I needed to make room in my home, but more importantly, I needed to make room in my heart. What are you holding on to? Are mementos from your glory days cluttering up your home and your heart? God has big plans for your future, but you've got to release your hold on the past first. It's time to embrace the new things God has in store for you. Bring it on.
Awesome. Awesome. And what is your unclutter it for that one?
Yeah. So the unclutter it for this one is called Embracing the Now. And it talks about mementos, about things that we keep from our past. And the action step with it is to go around the house and look at some areas that have some sentimental objects. Look at how much space they're taking up. Could they be used? Could the items be used or the spaces be used in a different way? When's the last time you looked at them? And it just kind of has you question why you have them, why they're there, what God may be trying to do with you in the future, and to kind of reflect and see if there's something that you want to, something you want to change.
Right. Well, awesome. Okay. So listeners and viewers, we have given you a sneak peek into our devotional book, Uncluttered, Shaping Your Home and Heart for What Matters Most. And if we have piqued your interest, then you can head over to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and pick up your copy today. It's available in paperback and ebook, but the ebook's only available on Amazon. So, but it's in both formats. So you have a choice, which one you would like to buy. And we would appreciate it if you did. And we think that you will gain a lot of valuable insight and growth through this book.
And so
we're so grateful for our community who have supported us along the way to bring this to pass. And so we just are so excited to be able to share it with you. And the one thing that we want to ask is that once you buy it and read it, and even though it says it's a 28-day devotional, don't think that you have to work through it in exactly 28 days, right? Again, you're busy. Life gets in the way. And maybe you just need time to process what you're learning through the material. So, you know, maybe you just do one devotional a week and you, you know, work on that concept for that week. Or maybe, you know, you do one or two a week. Or maybe you do all 28 and then start over again next month. You know, just like we do our Bibles, you know, we keep reading it. Just because you read it once doesn't mean you're done, right? You can keep reading it again. So we hope that you'll take the time that you need to go through the material. And then once you have, it would mean so, so much to us if you would leave a review on Barnes & Noble or Amazon, because that is the best way to let others find the book as well. And so we want to, just like with this podcast, we want to get the message out to as many people as possible. And so your reviews and your words of recommendation help other people find it as well.
Right. Yeah. And we really believe that this is going to be a good resource long-term. I think looking at the devotions and the unclutterates now, in a few years, you will have changed. Your life situation will have changed. So hopefully it'll be something that you can continue to do different stages of your life. So we are so excited to be sharing this with you. We're so thankful for you being listeners and supporting us. And we'll be sharing some more from the book in future episodes. We will be taking a short summer break from podcast episodes. So we haven't planned exactly when we'll be back, but we'll be back. And if you haven't listened to all the past ones, give those a listen or a re-listen during our break. So we hope you'll help us spread the new, our exciting news about the Uncluttered book. So, and until next time, remember, an uncluttered life is an abundant life.